All the Wicked Girls, written by Chris Whitaker and read by Vanessa LaBrie. Summer Ryan went missing in the night hours of May 26. Her daddy called his boys before the cops because he reckoned they'd move quicker. And also because Joe Ryan had spent the better years of his life keeping far from law enforcement. The group fanned out and moved slow. Flashlights cut stuttered lines beneath ink sky, and moonlight fell blue between longleaf pines that rose tall in the distance. Most had kids of their own, so knew that cold fear that was rolling over Joe and Ava. Having a daughter loose all night, 15, smart or not, their part of the world rarely saw mistakes go unpunished, prizes unclaimed. Tommy Ryan led them, the missing girl's uncle, and he carried a gun and a bow and was handy enough with both. They walked the flat fields behind the girl's house, because that's the way she might have gone. There were rumblings she'd packed a bag before she ran, which meant they were probably wasting their time, that she was probably holed up with a friend or a boy, or was laying low till whatever caused her to flee worked itself out. Still, the land weren't safe, and hadn't been for a long time. Not since that first girl was taken. That nightmare had stretched for over a year, then stopped sudden. 5 girls, all from Briar County, all young, and all church girls. They reckoned it was over, because thinking anything but meant they'd go on holding their breath, and they were tired of that terror that saw them wake at all hours and creep down their hallways to check on their own. They were 10 in number. They'd run with Joe back when he was young and did bad things. They'd straightened out when Joe went down because 8 years was sobering. They lived in Grace and the close surround. Their wives talked, their kids hung out. Most weekends they drank beer together, ate barbecue, watched football, and joked and laughed. When the sun rose, those with jobs would break for work of different kinds. A couple in construction, a couple hauled freight, one fixed air conditioning units. Then they'd come right back. They'd listen out for the telephone. They'd get tight on their own kids, tell them to be home before dark, to stick to the streets and not even glance at Hell's Gate National Forest. If they caught the guy, newspapers called him the Bird. They'd kill him before calling the cops. It weren't said, but they knew that's what they'd do.